Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
Being able to communicate with people without knowing specifically what they're saying.
Sure, I almost feel like I get like a brain damage or something because I'm like... like what is one thing about Portugal that you can't get used to?
It's hard to get like this rash.
It's completely useless in Lisbon.
What street do you live on? I don't know.
When the garbage truck is driving by, I would be like, wee!
What do you love most about the Portuguese people?
Don't remember ever in my life that I hugged my neighbor in Netherlands. So
welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
And welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is From Lisbon
with Love.
This is episode 9, and we are talking about what living abroad alone has taught us.
Ooh, girl, don't get me started. But we're about to start, so.
We are. But we do want to let you guys know about our YouTube channel. You can watch all of our video podcast episodes on YouTube.
If you're not already doing that.
Yes. You get to see us live and in person.
It's much more fun. So we definitely recommend to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
And leave a comment.
Yes, please leave comments because we would really love to hear what you have to say. It also helps us in creating our content and mm-hmm. what we feel that you guys would like and
absolutely
just all of that.
Yeah.
And we just like to hear your perspective too as well.
Mm-hmm. And your stories.
Yes. And also, guys, remember to check us out on Patreon for our bonus episodes. You get to know us a little bit deeper and get a little bit more personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into this episode, shall we?
Yay.
Okay. I'm going to.
Yes.
Anna,
start with dive you. Into it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
Okay. So what's one thing that you thought you'd miss terribly, but don't at all?
Ooh. I think for me, that would be my bike.
Mm.
And I think we spoke about this before, but I don't remember the context anymore because we are already like 9 episodes in and we mm-hmm. have so much content already.
I know.
But everybody in the Netherlands, of course, has a bike because it's the most convenient way to travel around, especially in the smaller cities. And beforehand, I was like, yeah, maybe I'll miss it because it's so convenient to have, and I'm also used to having it for all those years. But here, because the traffic is like crazy, there's like so many hills and like the stones, everything is kind of like, it feels dangerous to cycle here, so I don't miss it at all. Because I wouldn't survive with my bike that's like not an electric bike.
I would have to have an electric bike here.
I would absolutely not use it for anything. I would even be scared to cycle.
Yeah, especially the way people drive here.
Yeah, and with the tram rails and everything, it's like,
that's true.
Because
then the little the wheel can get in between those trail lines in the street.
Because I saw like crazy accidents in Amsterdam when people would cycle over the tram rails, but I feel like here it's even worse because next to the tram rails there's these kind of like little stones. It's not like a road, you know? It's like there's holes everywhere.
Yeah.
Even when I go on that little scooter, I always feel like I get like a brain damage or something because I'm like literally. So imagine going on a bike.
I know the scooters here. I like the scooters, but you have to get it where it's just like a flat path, because otherwise it's scary.
It is. And it's, I remember I did that one time when I had a hangover and I almost died. Like, I had so much headache after that.
Oh my gosh. Did we ever talk about how the scooters, you have to do the breathalyzer pretty much?
The what?
Like in the States, they do like a breathalyzer test.
Oh, yes. I think we spoke about
this. It's
kind of
like a breathalyzer, but they make you play a game.
Yes.
And you have to get
we both
reaction time.
Where we didn't even drink. Well, we did, but it was like two drinks or one.
But they let you do it a couple times.
That's true. But you have to be like super fast.
You have to be very fast.
And we were just like chill because we were like, oh, we're not drunk, so we're just going to play this game, right? And then we were too late.
I know.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, with cycling here, it's just not something that I would do. So I don't miss it. But sometimes when it's like super hot and I'm going to the grocery store, and when I go back, I have to walk uphill. And then sometimes I'm like, I wish I had my bike, and not to cycle, but just for like
holding all of your groceries.
Yes, because sometimes when I would go to the supermarket in the Netherlands, I couldn't even cycle because I bought so much. So I would just stock it on my bike and then walk, because it was like not far, but it was just more convenient to put all that stuff on the bike. So I kind of used it as kind of a horse or something. So sometimes I miss that, because here I feel like I need to go to the grocery store more often. And I don't have that big of a storage anymore, because I run out of food like fast, because I cannot buy so much.
Mean, I agree with you on that. For me, it would be the not having a car, because in America everybody has a car.
Yeah,
like you need to have a car, because everything is so spread out, and unless you're in like New York or something.
True.
But pretty much everywhere else you need a car, especially in LA. And I actually didn't think I would miss not having a car, but I actually do miss it in some ways. Going to the grocery store is one, because I remember when I first came here, I went to the grocery store and I forgot that I don't have a car to put my groceries in.
Oh.
I just have a bag, and I'm like, oh crap. Fuck. So I had to put all this stuff in this bag, and then I also have to go up a hill, and I was just like,
I know.
But yeah.
And when it's 38 degrees.
I know.
Which it was last summer, so.
Yeah. But yeah, I do miss, like, okay, so the traffic here in Lisbon is very similar to LA. I mean, it's not as bad, because LA is bad, but it's bad here too. So I actually, and then there's no parking here like in LA too. So it's like I go back and forth from glad that I don't have a car here. And then I go back and be like, oh, I wish I do. Because also it'd be nice to have a car to like travel on the weekends.
Yes.
And then just having that freedom, because like me and Bella would always just like hop in the car, and I would take her everywhere, because I have her in the car. And then if I, you know, needed to leave her in the car for like a hot second, I could. Of course, not when it's hot or something like that. But I don't know. Yeah. So I go back and forth.
Yeah. For me, it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think on the other hand, imagine if you had a car and I had a bike. We also need to store it somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I had probably to leave it on the balcony.
So, I mean, you have to take it up
in the stairs. It didn't even fit the elevator, though. I'm just realizing that now.
It probably wouldn't fit in your
elevator. It wouldn't fit.
No, so you have to carry it up those flights of stairs. I know. Get your workout.
It's a burden. And I would never use it, because I had I had like that kind of like city bike. That's not really, I mean, you can cycle on it, but it's not like a bike. Yeah. I think Dutch people for sure know what I mean. It's kind of, they even call it granny. It's called,
they call Oma it granny.
Feet. It's called Oma Fiets, and if you translate it literally, it's granny bike. Because it's like not that sporty type of bike. It's like you just sit like this, your hands like this, and you don't have any, I don't know how you call it when you can switch
the gears.
You don't have that on that bike.
It reminds me of,
it's completely useless.
In LA, it's the beach bike.
Exactly.
It's exactly like a beach bike. Yeah.
Yes. It's not the same by looks, but it's the same by how it works.
Yeah, how it works. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's completely useless in Lisbon, now that I think of it. And I had to put it on the balcony, so it's not gonna happen. And you
it would just
have,
stay on the balcony.
Yeah, forever. I would throw it off. For the when the garbage truck is driving by, I would be like, "Wee, more garbage for you.
Add it to your pile."
Exactly. And for you, you have to pay like for the parking and like so many things.
But it's like that here. You have to pay for parking everywhere you go. There's no parking on the street. Mm-hmm. You have to.
There is.
You
would have to. Your area.
Yeah, you would have to give yourself like enough time. Like if you have to meet somewhere, like if. If I had a car, I wouldn't drive it in the city at all. It would just stay parked on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if I had a garage, I would park it in the garage.
Yeah.
But I would only use it for the weekends. Because it kind of like just the reminder of what it was like in LA with having a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It can be stressful. And I can see it would be stressful here.
Yeah, I think so too. And also I think, for example, if you would go to my house, I think it wouldn't even save you time.
I know, it'd be probably faster to walk now.
Sometimes it is, especially in
the timing, like to either take the bus to your place or to walk is only like a 10 minute difference.
That's true.
So it's like,
yeah, it's not really helping.
Yeah. And then if you were to drive, by the time you get there, then you have to try and find parking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it'll be easier on your side to find parking, but coming back here, if I had to come from your place to here,
that
then
would be
it'd
a
be like,
nightmare.
It'd be easier to walk or take the bus.
Yes. So, yeah, we miss it, but we're also, I think, happy that we don't have it in a way.
Yeah, both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, next. What was your funniest or most awkward I live abroad now moments? Ooh. This one is so funny.
Oh, okay. I have one. Mm. Okay, so... Going to the grocery store, I needed to get some body wash. And I was looking for something like all natural, like not a lot of chemicals.
Oh, maybe I know what this story is getting through.
I don't know.
It's the first time I hear this story as well. Yes. So
I always try to steer clear of the brand names because I feel like most of those have like tons of chemicals in it. So I'll go for like the off brand or something that looks like it might be natural. And then I'm not able to read all of the ingredients on the back. So sometimes I'll use my phone to Google Translate it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes most of the grocery stores that I've gone to, there's no service.
Yeah, that's true because it's indoor and like...
Yeah, so I can't use my Google Translate, so I'm like, okay, I just have to wing it and figure it out. So I picked up this one thing. It looked like it was natural, and I was like, okay, we'll try it. So I took it, brought it home, used it a few times, and I started to get like this rash or like this this is like this rash or like something on my skin. I'm like, what is this? Where is this coming from? And then something told me, like, I had used it for a while. Well, not a while, maybe like a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at the thing and I was like, it's not body wash. It's like bath bubbles, like bubble bath.
Oh.
So I was putting it directly on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like already strong.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
girl,
yeah, buying things without knowing what you're really buying
exactly
would be like, oh yeah, I live abroad for sure.
Yes,
that happens a lot, actually.
It does. And sometimes what I do is checking if they have other languages, like, because sometimes on the back they have more, right?
I always look at the Spanish. I'm like, okay.
Yes. Sometimes I'm even looking at the German one, for example,
but they always have like either they sometimes they don't have the English.
True.
On there. It's either like Portuguese, Spanish, or French.
Yeah. Well, then I would choose Portuguese.
Yeah.
Because in French, I literally don't know. In Spanish, I think for me now, it's easier to read in Portuguese than the other languages. So
yeah.
But yeah, depends on what you're buying, because if you don't know the words, then it's extremely hard.
Yeah.
But when you started your story, I don't know, but for some reason, I thought you bought like on accident, like a pussy wash or something, because you made it seem so like funny.
No, no.
Because that would be hilarious.
No.
It's because
I'm too natural to do that.
Yeah, but those, because when you said you were looking for something with natural ingredients, that's why I thought of that wash, because normally they don't have any additional things, because you get like a reaction, right? So that's why I thought of it. That would be hilarious.
No, I got body wash.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
I thought body wash.
Yeah, but you got a bubble bar, so...
I got a bubble bath.
But didn't you... When you were showering, was it not like super bubbly? Like when you used it?
But isn't body wash bubbly?
It depends. If you all buy like a shower gel, it's not that.
Yeah, most of my body wash is always bubbly, so I didn't see any difference. Until it started to give me a rash. It was like burning my skin. I was like, what is going on?
Exactly. That's so funny.
Yeah. What about you? What was your... funnier, most awkward moment?
Yeah, it's always when you think about it on the spot. I think we both will have more stories, you know, but sometimes it's just one that comes to your mind, and then later on you realize, oh, I should have shared the other story. But the only thing that I can think of right now is when I went to Worten, that's like that store, kind of
like an appliance store, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we have something similar in my country. We would probably say Macro. No, I don't know if that's a good name. Oh, Media Markt. It's like, for the Dutch people, they know. It's like they have computers, like coffee machines. I think they have everything. They sell everything. So I went there because I needed a washing machine. And I already looked on their website and I knew which one I wanted to get. And I had a coupon code because I think I bought something there before. So I was like, okay, I need to go to the store because that coupon you can only use in the store. But the washing machine that I wanted was only online. So I was like, okay, let me just go there and ask if they have it. And if not, maybe they can order it. Because sometimes that's also how it works.
You still get to use that coupon.
Exactly. So I went there and then I chose... I said, like, I want this washing machine. And luckily, most people speak English because that was literally also my first month or the first 2 months that I was in Lisbon. So I couldn't do that in Portuguese, unfortunately. But they understood me. And then they wanted to have my name. And then they asked me for my address. And for some reason, I don't know, it's just... When you read your address, you have this whole thing in your head that you're saying it right, because that's just how your alphabet of your own country works. So I thought it was good, you know? It was like they would understand me, but they didn't understand anything from what I said.
They're like, huh?
They were like looking at me like, what the hell? And I was looking at them like, didn't they really get it? But they really didn't understand anything. So I had to write it down. So that was like super funny. And that was the one of the first moments that I was really realizing like, this is not my country. Because I feel like for a lot of things nowadays, especially with like Google Maps, Google Translate, all those things, and you can still like watch your own shows, your from your home country. You can do so many things here from home, and also a lot of things are similar because I'm still in Europe. But then just saying my address was like when I don't know, that was that moment that I was like, whoa, like can't even pronounce my address. It made me feel really stupid.
I know, I still can't pronounce my address, so I literally have to like show it to someone or write it down. Like I say it, but I don't think I'm saying it properly.
But yeah, but that's like so weird, right? Because
you can't even say your the street you live on.
That's like,
what street do you live on? I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like you use it so much in like daily life.
Yeah.
When, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a whole thing in my phone. It's just like everything for Portugal. Mm-hmm. Like everything that I need.
Yes.
So I can go to it right very easily.
Yeah, that's very smart. You really need it.
You do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next.
What's the most random but useful skill you've learned since moving abroad?
Mm. Yeah, this is also some question that can be like, there could be many things, right?
Yeah.
But I think for me, I experienced this actually like last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that I use in multiple situations, and uh-huh. that is when something is going kind of wrong, you just pretend that it's part of the show, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes when you go, for example, to a new place, like, for example, you go to a shopping mall, you've never been there before, mm-hmm. you don't know which stop you need to get off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get off the wrong bus stop and you just walk yeah. away from the bus stop, like, you know,
yeah.
in which direction you need to go, although you don't know.
Yes.
I don't know, but that's just something that I do often.
Mm-hmm.
But then last weekend, we were going to the cinema, and mm-hmm. I was running late mm-hmm. because of the public transport in Lisbon, like always, because my bus didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I took another bus, but that bus was like going in another direction. Another route.
Yeah.
So I had to get off, somewhere kind of far from the cinema. So I was like, okay. I'm mm-hmm. just going off and then see what I'm going to do. Maybe I'm going to walk. Maybe I'm going to get an Uber. But it was also a busy time. So I couldn't really get an Uber. It was also like €7 and it was only two streets. I was like, crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I was like,
in okay. Portuguese standards, that's crazy.
Yeah, because in Netherlands, I would be like, booked.
I know.
Let me get an Uber. It's super cheap.
Yeah.
But here it's like, because I knew where the cinema was and it was not that far. But the only thing was that it was uphill. So mm. that's why I was a bit bummed that I had the wrong bus, because I knew that it would cause me trouble and I was already late.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, maybe the fastest way to get there is to get like the scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's really convenient.
Yeah.
So I got one and I was entering the park and I needed to go uphill. And I was like hitting the gas, but it wouldn't go. And I felt like
it was like you were going so slow that people were walking by you. And you're
it
like,
literally was. And I felt like so stupid. So I was like doing this, and also was like moving my body to like, you know, like maybe it helps to push get up. It. Yes. So and I could see on the dash they have like. If you go maximum, it's like 20 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
I went 6. It just wouldn't go up. And
was it like low on battery?
No, but I think it was like too hilly. It was too hilly. But I was like, probably walking would get me like sweaty and I wouldn't save time anyway. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stand on this scooter with my sunglasses on. And I was just looking around like it was on purpose that I was so fucking slow.
I'm just taking everything in.
Yes. I was like, I was so slow that I could just like watch everything. I was like enjoying my life, enjoying the sun, looking around. And meanwhile, people were like walking next to me. And I was like, so weird.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But at these times, I'm like happy when I'm dressed like a tourist with my sunglasses, because it's like I'm just here for fun. I'm not in a rush. I'm not in a hurry to go to the cinema. It's just part of the show, you know.
Oh my God, that's so hilarious. I want to see like a little clip of like,
I know,
we'll have to film you on a scooter and then have someone walking.
Literally, I wanted to record it because it was like these moments that I was like, I will remember this later and I will tell my friends probably about it because it's like so stupid. So I wanted to grab my phone, but I couldn't find it. So I was like, whatever. It's just, I mean,
you had
in
the,
my mind.
You had the time to grab
your
phone.
Literally.
Yes, you were going so slow.
True. But I was already so annoyed by that moment.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm running late, can't find my phone, like people are like walking next to me. They're even like faster than me. And I was like so annoyed. And then in the end, I was still on time for the movie.
You were. Yes. It was like perfect timing.
Yes, because I got in and it started.
Credits.
No. Yes. Thanks to the scooter. And I wasn't sweaty.
But it gave you this story, so.
That's true.
There you go.
And it's a recent story also.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Anyway. How about you? Useful life skill.
I would say it is being able to communicate with people without knowing specifically what they're saying.
That's so true. We do that a lot.
Yes. I have a lot of people. Everyone always speaks Portuguese to me. Mm-hmm. So I'll do this like this because I can hear some words. I can't hear everything because everything is... It's said so fast. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it was slowed down, I could probably understand. Yeah. Cause one situation where I had someone, all they did was ask like, what's Bella's name? Or like, how old is she? Mm-hmm. Like if they had said it slower, I could have understood, but they said it so fast. And I was like, so I then know. They're like, some people are like English, but some people are just like Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and I'd be like, mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah. I'm like, like, see, stop bang.
They're like,
and then they're like, because I had this lady. The first time I had a female delivery driver was the other day. I ordered some pizza, and she came all the way in, and she was like, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I was like, She's like, la-la-la-la-la-la. I was like, thank you. I was like, obrigada, ciao. I had no clue what she said. Nothing.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But I think I could see the look on her face, like, at the end. She had this look like, I don't think she understood me.
Exactly. Because, yeah.
But, yeah, I would say that would be it.
That's so funny.
But you end up doing that a lot when you don't know the language.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately.
And sometimes you only realize later what they've said. That's what happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I ended up saying the right thing mm-hmm. if they ask me something. And then I realized later that it was good. And mm-hmm. sometimes I realized that it was not the right answer.
But they don't correct you. Or if they do correct you, you don't know.
Yeah, because it's too late. The moment's already over.
Yeah, or you just don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, true. That's true. Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, imagine someone's like, what's her name? And you were like,
uh-huh. Probably. And they're probably just like, oh. That is funny.
It is. All right. What is one thing about Portugal that you can't get used to?
Wait, did you answer that question?
Which one? Yeah, but my stories are always so long that you just forget that which question it belongs to.
Oh, okay.
It was the scooter.
Okay.
That's why we're doing this podcast, because we're like so long-winded.
I know.
Especially me. So, sorry.
Okay, continue.
I asked you.
What did you say?
I said, what is one thing about Portugal that you can't get used to?
Ah, okay. I would say not knowing when things are happening in the community. Like not knowing about holidays, not knowing about, 'cause for instance, last night, me and Bella were in bed, and then all of a sudden we heard all these fireworks just going off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are their fireworks for?
What are they celebrating today?
What are they celebrating? I'm like, what's going on? And I'm wondering, I remember on our walk back last night, people were watching a football game. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if it has something to do with football. I don't know. But randomly, throughout the time that I've been here, there have been fireworks and I have no idea what the fireworks are for.
No, me neither.
Never know when there's a holiday. So I would say it would be those two things.
Yeah.
Not knowing anything.
Yeah, we should buy a Portuguese calendar.
Yeah, but then also too, what about when they're just having fireworks for something?
Yeah, that's true. But also I must say, even in my hometown, mm-hmm. I felt kind of like excluded, but on purpose. Mm. Because I didn't care about all these games and I still don't care about sports.
Yeah.
So it's like whenever they had these, I remember one time they had a soccer game in my hometown where I didn't know about, but apparently there were like hooligans and they kind of like broke down the whole thing. And I was just like, did that happen last night? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, right? And then I think also too, because I don't watch the news, so exactly. I never know what's going on.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's safer that way. To not
there's a lot going on, too much going on.
That's why I don't watch the news.
Yes,
but yeah. So what about for you?
Yeah, I think I mentioned this a little bit before, but I'm just gonna repeat it, and mm-hmm. that is the Portuguese supermarkets. Because I feel like here, when you want to get like a big variety of different kitchens from different continents, you have to go to like a big supermarket.
Yeah.
And that's not something that is like normal for me, because in the Netherlands, even in like smaller supermarkets in towns, they have like Italian, Mexican, a Greek section, a Turkish section, a big Asian section.
Hmm.
They have everything, although it's like a smaller town. So mm-hmm. I would expect like Lisbon, because we both live in the city. So I would expect more supermarkets with more variety, because there's so many foreigners here also.
Yeah, also too, but the foreigners coming, I think, is more recent as well. Like in the last maybe 5 years.
Yeah, but 5 years is a long time to upgrade your supermarkets.
Yeah. But also too, the larger supermarkets, they have all of those things.
That's true.
But the little smaller mini ones that are the majority, they don't have all of them.
That's true. But for example, the Lidl or the Aldi that I go to, if you compare the size to my hometown Lidl, that was exactly the mm-hmm. same, how do you say that?
Same size?
Same size, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same.
But it had a mixture of everything.
Yeah, they had so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird because it's exactly the same when it comes to the size. And still, I feel like...
Well, also too, I guess it depends on your neighborhood. If they also, most grocery stores are going to target the people that are in the neighborhood. So if maybe
that's true.
Particular people or like that, if you wanted an Asian section or if you wanted a Mexican section, but there's not any of those people in that neighborhood, they're not going to put it on the shelves because it's just going to waste money.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like in general, the Lidl is the biggest supermarket around.
Mm.
At least close to my house. And I think in the Netherlands, in like the villages, there's also like a lot of people that eat like Dutch food. They don't eat anything else, but still they have like fresh pizzas. Some even have sushi.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that maybe after a while I will get used to it, because I feel like I'm also very lucky that I eat a lot of Mediterranean food. So mm-hmm. I still have a lot of options for me.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I'm like uninspired and I'm really craving something, mm-hmm. it's not there. But yeah, that's just part of living here. That's also something that I was aware of before. Yeah. So it's like I knew what I was signing up to.
Yeah.
Because I think you need to do more effort to find all these kind of like foreign products.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Especially Turkish. I have never seen any Turkish store.
Are there a lot of Turkish people here?
Probably not. That's why they don't have it.
I don't think I've seen very many.
Yeah, I think so too. So yeah, that's different. But
just get it shipped from the Netherlands.
We're still alive, so there's enough to eat. So it's fine.
Okay. Next one. What do you love most about the Portuguese people?
Ooh, I like that one. Yeah, I think for me it's multiple things. I think in general they are a bit, they say that they are a bit reserved. And I also feel like in that sense, it feels more similar to my culture. Because we're also not that outgoing and like outspoken if you don't know us. And for example, a lot of people ask me, why don't you go live in Spain? But in like, if I compare like Portugal to Spain when it comes to people, I think I feel much more comfortable with like the reserved part and like the more introvert side, I would say, than like the
extroverted side
of the Spanish. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because it's, I think, could be overwhelming. And I'm not saying that I don't have an extrovert side, because I definitely have. But also the Portuguese have an extrovert side. But because if you go, for example, last weekend I had like a birthday party. And then we went for dinner with karaoke. And I think the way we celebrate it and also the vibe is so similar to how I would celebrate it with my friends. So that's actually funny, because it's still, everybody's still going crazy and going, being loud and whatever. But it's just not, we're not showing it like to the outside world.
It's private, because you guys had a private karaoke room, right?
Yeah, but I kind of like that vibe. And also I feel like, although they are a bit maybe reserved or introvert or whatever, like in general the culture, they're very warm and helping also, like very welcoming. So that's the other side that my I would say my culture doesn't have that much. Sorry.
It's more judgmental side.
Yeah, more like individualistic, more closed off. But I feel like here, like that, all that old ladies like looking out of the windows and greeting everybody and just like,
or just watching you.
No. Yeah. But I mean, like in general, people greet each other. Yeah. And it's like in my building, there's a lot of Portuguese people and they're always like very talkative and very friendly, but not to an extent that they're like ringing your door or whatever. They want to be friends with you, they want to get in. They won't bother me, I don't bother them, but it's always like you just have a nice interaction that doesn't feel forced. And that's also what I really like here, because I really feel part of it, but it's not too, I'm not too included, like that they're like,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
And also, for example, my closest neighbor, she's Brazilian, actually. Her husband is American, so that's also like a cute combo, a funny combo. And I remember that she was in the elevator and I was with her in the elevator, because we live on the same floor. So it's sometimes a bit like this, like in the elevator, like awkward. And then she said that her sister was in the hospital and then she started crying and I hugged her and we were like, yes. It's really sad. But I was kind of happy that she felt like
comfortable
to share it, because I hugged her and I don't remember ever in my life that I hugged my neighbor in Netherlands. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's, I don't know.
It's different.
Yeah. And, but in a really good way, that it's like, you can do your own thing, no one bothers you, but there's still this kind of connection, you know?
Yeah. I can totally see that.
So that's my preach about Portuguese people. How about you?
I mean, I would say the same. Portuguese people have been very nice, very welcoming. I can give you, I have two different stories where, well, the first story, it was during the raining season. Raining season.
That was like in the spring, right?
Yes. And me and Bella went out for a walk. It was not raining. And then all of a sudden, the clouds rolled in, and then it's a downpour, like downpour. So me and Bella are trying to walk back, and then I didn't have an umbrella, so it started to come down really bad. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to need to wait underneath one of these buildings until it gets better, because we can't walk back like this. And it was so sweet. There was a shop, a beauty shop, that we had ended up standing underneath, and she opened the door, this old lady, and she's like, come in. Well, she was speaking Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And she was basically telling me to come in. And then, like, she gave me a towel to, like, dry off Bella. And she was like, basically, you know, just stay here until it gets better. And then she handed me an umbrella. And she's like, go ahead. Like, basically, take the umbrella and go. My God. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. And, like, so I took the umbrella. Me and Bella walked home. And immediately, once I came back here to drop her off, I grabbed my own umbrella. And I immediately went back to take back the umbrella that she let me borrow. And I was like, that was just so sweet. That was, like, super sweet. Yeah.
It is so sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Portuguese people can be very sweet. Oh, I have another one, another story. When I came here on vacation, I was flying to the islands, and I was at the airport, and I was flying Ryanair. And I had already paid for a checked bag.
Mm-hmm.
No, I paid for the bag to go in the cabin.
Oh, like the hand luggage.
The hand luggage, yeah. Yes. And I get to the gate. I had flown Ryanair with that same bag just not too long ago, and it was totally fine. But this particular agent, she obviously got an incentive or something to call people out. But she was like, can you check your bag to see if it fits in the little thingy?
Oh, fuck.
And then she's like, it's not going to fit because the way the bag is structured. Like, she's like, no matter how much you take out, it's still not going to fit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's like, you're going to have to pay to check it. I was like, what? I said, I already paid to put the bag on the flight inside. And exactly. She's like, it's not going to fit. I was like, you fucking bitch. Oh.
Your mom is going to.
Sorry, mom.
Sorry, mom. Watch your language.
So then I was like, I'm going to make this bag fit. So I'm like trying to make the bag fit. And then this Portuguese lady, she's like, I have an extra bag. Like, here, let me help you. Yeah. She was basically trying to give me a bag that would fit to go in there. And she's like, and I was like, well, no, it's not going to work because I already used one of my bags or something.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Whatever. But she was going to give me her bag that she had to try and make it work. And she's like, and then after it didn't work and I had to pay to put it.
Oh, no. It was like, Ryanair's like.
I think they charged me like $75 or something crazy.
Fly KLM. It's cheaper in the end and you get free food. So.
Well, I know now never to fly with them again. But once I got to the location, she came up to me and she was like, how much did they charge you? And I was like, they charged me like $75. She was like, oh my gosh.
Literally.
Yeah. And I was like, thank you so much for, you know, trying to help me. And I think someone else had came up to me and this old man, he was like, they're not nice or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was just so cute. I was like, aw, thanks, guys.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Especially on the airport, because I feel like the airport is kind of like a stressed place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they're thinking about themselves first. It's kind of an instinct thing there going on always.
Yeah.
So then it says a lot about a person that they even help others in that kind of situations.
Yeah. Wow. It was like so sweet. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
You guys are so nice. Thank you.
I want to live here now.
I know. And I'm moving here.
Well, you did, so.
I did.
That's so funny. Next one. How do you experience living abroad alone? Are there any like benefits, downsides? I mean, we can tell a lot.
I would say the benefits is just like having your own space and time for you. Because when you're away from your family or your friends that you've grown up with, have known for a really long time, you kind of get the space to really like figure out who you really are without all of that.
Exactly.
So it kind of gives you the space to just like really focus on you and learn yourself even more in a different way than you didn't already know. I would say that some of the downsides would be not being next to your family, not being near your family or your friends, mm-hmm. that you've like built a relationship for so long. And it's not like you can just call on them and be like, when you need something, because it's like they're too far away.
True. Yeah.
So it's kind of like you get the good and the bad with it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So what about for you?
Yeah, I think you said it well. I'm like, I literally agree on every point.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I don't know, it's like you don't have all these commitments anymore with like family and friends, mm-hmm. which sometimes it makes you sad, but sometimes it also makes you happy because you have that freedom. So it really has both, yeah, mm-hmm. both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Perfect.
Was there ever an emergency moment when you needed to reach out for help, or excuse me, or what did you do in this sort of situation?
Do you
have like a fixed plan just in case if there's ever an emergency situation?
Yeah, I think we spoke about this before with like our friends, like what to do in situations. Mm. And I remember we spoke about putting like emergency contacts of our parents or something like in the group chat and like, right?
I don't think we discussed it on the podcast, but
no, but I said like with our friends.
Us. Oh yeah,
we
yeah.
talked about this with our
like,
friends.
We kind of randomly talked about it, but yeah. we actually didn't do anything.
No, literally. That's why I'm like reading this question. I'm like, we kind of have a plan, but it's not planned out.
I was actually
right?
thinking about this because I don't know, because our other friend, she lives not too far from here, but. Mm-hmm. I still don't even know, like, I don't know her address. I don't know exactly okay. where she lives.
Yeah.
Like, and I was thinking about that. I was like, if there something were to happen, I don't even know where she lives.
Okay, there's room for improvement yeah. here. Yeah, but I remember we spoke about it, mm-hmm. but we didn't really take action.
Yeah.
But I think after this episode, we are really going to make it work because it's not yeah. that big of an effort.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, we should have more contacts to reach just in case.
Yeah.
But I also feel like there's never been that moment that it was needed, but you have, of course, to be like, you have to prevent that situation from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because also I have my spare key is like in my house, so it's not at all making sense. And sometimes I'm thinking like, what if I forget my key?
Mm-hmm.
Does even my landlord have another key? I don't know, because he gave me two keys and I think that was the spare key.
Mm.
So I'm kind of like living on the edge with that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the only thing that was the kind of an emergency was like the power blackout, but yeah. I couldn't reach anyone. So
that's when we really yeah, need to know where exactly. each other lives, because if we couldn't get in contact through phone or anything, all we can do is walk to the
yeah, we experienced place. That already.
Yeah, we totally did.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily in that situation, you were already coming to my place when it happened.
That's true.
Yeah, I think I don't know if we talked about it in our main episode or in our bonus, but there was a blackout here in Lisbon.
Power blackout. And
power blackout for 10 or 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they had said that it was going to last for up to 5 days, possibly.
Yeah, it was really like unclear.
Yeah, and it happened so random that I personally didn't have any cash on me to buy any groceries. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think I had food for Bella at the time, because it was like, you know, kind of shop like every other day here, I
yes.
feel like. So
because we don't have a bicycle and a car anymore.
I know. So, but luckily you came and gave me cash so that I could buy some food. But luckily it didn't last that long, but.
Yeah, you never
That's
know.
An emergency situation.
It was.
It made us like stop and think like who do you have to count on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're all here by ourselves.
Exactly.
So Yeah.
Yes, because we couldn't reach each other anymore. So I was like, I'm just going to walk to your house. I couldn't use public transport, couldn't use Uber, was nothing.
Yeah.
Traffic was like stuck because the traffic lights didn't work. It was like chaos.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just walk there and then hope you're home, because I couldn't ask if you were home.
It was like we went back in time before there were cell phones. But I was still alive then, so I was alive and know what
that's
it was like.
True. But then you still had like these door rings, and now these even didn't work if they were also electric. So you couldn't ring someone's door.
That's true. You just have to like, yell. Yes. But everything is, you can hear throw everybody stomp on the street.
That's true.
Yeah. I can hear you.
That's true. Oh, okay. God. Well, we survived.
Yeah, we did. I feel like we both kind of answered that question. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to work on a plan after this episode.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we really need
we
to.
We need to have that, yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. If you had to name just one thing that you learned or gained from living abroad alone, what would it be? I think there's more to say about this, but as always, but just one thing that's like standing out for you.
I would say it would be knowing how powerful I am.
Ooh, I like that.
And how I can do anything that comes my way. Mm-hmm. Like I can face any challenge that comes my way. Like, I don't need to be afraid, because I've done so many things in my life that I've shown to myself that, like, things that I've looked back and said, I can't believe I did that. And this is one of those moments, moving to another country alone, knowing no one. So there's nothing that you can tell me that I can't do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Beautiful speech.
How about for you?
Yeah, when I was reading this question, I was like, there's so much to say. And sometimes if there's so much to say, you don't know what to say, right?
Yes.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
But in regards to your answer, I also feel like here it's just, I didn't know I was capable of doing all these things that I do now. And sometimes when I realize it is when, for example, I went on this this event and I met people that just moved to Lisbon. And I'm not saying I'm here for super long, because it's only been a little over a year, so it's not that long. But then I realized like how grounded I'm already I am already here, and how much I already figured out, and also how stable I am as a person, but not only as a person, but also just my energy, because some people are like, yeah, I'm not sure like how long I will stay, and there's still a lot of things they need to work on and figure out, and like I'm so glad I'm already past that point, and it feels so like liberating and like so good, so peaceful. So yeah, I don't know how to summarize this answer, because it went like from this to that and blah 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 blah, like it always goes, but it's just the trust in myself, I would say. Just the in general, like that I can always count on myself. That's what I
That's very powerful.
What I want to say, I think. Yeah. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Well, there you go, guys.
That was it, I think.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. Another good episode, as always.
A long one, I
think. Yeah. But we would love to thank you guys for joining us. Is there any little tidbit notes that we need to let the audience know?
We're gonna record a bonus after this.
Yes.
As you probably know, because I think we mention it in every episode, the bonus for Patreon.
But please leave comments, leave reviews. We would love to hear your feedback on what we've shared with you. We've been putting our heart and soul into this podcast, mm-hmm. and we would love to see if it's reaching you, if it's helping you, supporting you, guiding you, inspiring you.
Yes,
we would love to hear it. So
exactly. And also next week we're gonna do like a kind of a special episode because it's already the 10th episode.
Yes,
it's crazy.
I know,
I feel like we already have so much to look back on. And also when we are making the questions, we're like, this we already discussed. We spoke already
a lot about these
topics. So then next week we're going to do like a special one. So it's going to be kind of an overview of the last 10 episodes because it's all new for us. And sometimes like after recording, we're like, oh, I wanted to say this, or we're coming up with other questions that we could have done in that episode, but we are running out of time. And then we speak about it after the episode. But I think it's also nice to share that extra stories and extra thoughts.
Yeah. And then also, too, I think it would be good for us, like during this overview episode, for us to just talk about everything behind the scenes. I know we've shared a lot of things on social media, but I think it'll be good to hear from us one-on-one exactly like what it took for us to start this and to do this, and what the plan is for this podcast and where we're gonna take it.
Yeah, because I remember we spoke about doing a whole episode about us starting the podcast, like the whole process. I'm not sure if we can fit that whole thing in the 10th, but maybe
we can share later. Like a little bit of the highlights and everything.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think, and then it'll just give us the freedom to just talk a little bit more on what things maybe we didn't get a touch on, or maybe we want to touch on more.
Yeah.
It'll just be a fun like bonus with a little bit of
something. Yeah, it's kind of a reflective episode.
Yeah,
and also
that's a great word, reflective.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's not an overview, it's a reflective.
It's reflective.
Yes. Because we have so many episodes already, and maybe you're just tuning in right now and you missed the ones before. Mm-hmm. So that's also a great way to kind of speak about the topic. And because we spoke already so much, but we still have more, right? It's like insane.
I know. And the more we're like just living here, we have more stories. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, every week we have more.
I know. Oh my god. All right, guys. Anyway, this was so much fun, and we will see you guys in the next one. And this is from Lisbon
with love.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Again. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.
Bonus footage.
Oh, sorry, I'm so
Enjoy.
Distracted. Is there anything open?
No, it's my neighbors. They're in the hallway.
Okay.
Now we're gonna have to start all over.
No, we don't. Just cut.
Okay.
Just cut when I said like.
Okay.
Because I don't have anything to say, so you can cut this out.
I think they're in now.
Okay. It's good. And the Patreon.
Are we gonna talk about the Patreon?
No, like mention it, and then we start.
So you do want me to mention Patreon?
Yeah, because we talked about YouTube.
But we just had the whole conversation about Patreon.
Oh my god. I forgot about that.
Do you want me
I'm
to
so confused
it?
Right now. No, right? We're not gonna. No, because I think in every episode we forgot about it, and that's good. Because we're only gonna mention it
we
next week.
We didn't forget about it, because.
We did.
No, you mentioned it the past few times.
I didn't.
But we're going to do the 50 free.
But
we're not going to mention that. So
you're still editing from episode 5, so you can cut it out when I mention it.
It's not that easy. Oh. Because if we're both talking at the same time.
Yeah, but when I start to mention it, you can cut out the whole thing when
but
I.
But we don't want to completely cut out Patreon.
No, but because in the 10th, we're going to mention that we're doing the giveaway. Right?
Well, then they still need to know about Patreon, then, I guess, if we're going to mention
okay,
it.
Okay, let's see.
Okay. So, okay, we talked about comments, and then